Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, December 2nd, 2022. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. It is 12-2-22. A lot of twos in the date today. I was out yesterday. I hope everybody enjoyed the replays that we played. But I am back live with you here this morning on WGH Talk. And it's going to be a fun morning this morning. Friday is the long morning. I'll be on from 8:15 till 9 a.m. Then we have the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 9:15 until 10 a.m. And then I'll be back on from 10:15 until 1 o'clock today. But today we're going to do something we have not done for a long time, because I've started to see the popularity of the Family Feud again, and it is the holiday season. And I'll fill you in on it in just a second. Want to go through some housekeeping here, though. There's a lot of housekeeping this time of year when it comes to the holiday season. If you want to send us a Christmas card here at the station, you can do that. We've been doing this for many years now. 523 South Prospect Street. Just send the Christmas card, WGH Talk. 523 South Prospect Street, of course, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure you put your return address in the card, and we will get a specialized WGH Talk Christmas card back out to you. So that's going on, 523 South Prospect Street. If you want to send a letter to Santa Claus, if your child, niece, nephew, whoever it may be, would want to send a letter to Santa Claus, do that as quick as possible. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, one of the pieces of housekeeping is this morning, we have gotten our first Christmas card. Now, I only come to the studio at this point usually about one day a week, so I assume the Christmas cards will collect over time, but the first one has come, so I'm going to open it here right on the air live, and we'll see who it's from, and obviously, the address works, 523 South Prospect Street. So let's get the Christmas card open here, if I can get the Christmas card. Maybe I shouldn't have waited till we got on the air to open up this Christmas card. Here we go. Good envelope. Let's see who we have here. Okay. Well, it's a very nice card. It's got a wreath on the front of it, and it says Merry Christmas in a banner. And on the inside, wishing you plenty of warmth and wonder this Christmas. And then there's a note written over here. Scott, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. To you and the entire staff of WGH. And that's from Kevin Griffith. So, Kevin, thank you so much for the card. You are our first card this year, and your address is in here. So we will get you a card back to you. We'll get a card back to you, I guess is what I should say. So, Kevin Griffith, our first Christmas card of the season. And that's about right, because the season started early. Really last Friday. And so it's only been a week, and it's only December 2nd at this point. We've always talked about it's a long Christmas season this year. So one card is not bad. Who knows how many cards will show up? Really, the bulk of... Well, we get Christmas cards right up until Christmas Eve, to be honest. There's even been a few years where some have shown up after Christmas Day. But we always make sure you get a card back, even if it comes after Christmas Day. But Kevin Griffith is our first... Christmas card this year. So thank you, Kevin. Now, I do want to run down the fruitcake toss, because here at the office, I have the full list. Now, remember, the fruitcake toss is coming up Thursday, December the 15th, just a little under 2 weeks now, 7 p.m., and let's see, here are our entrants. Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, Don O'Bower, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, Linda, Adam, George Kasotis, Judge Edwards, Mayor Schertzer, Mike Wilson, Jeff Ruth, Joey Powell, Bob Smith. Oh, Bob Smith from the he works for the bus department, I believe. Transportation department here in Marion. James Anderson, Dr. Davis, Mike McGinnis. Just talked to Mike last night from my 600-pound life. Bob Welsh, Abby Chase, Lieutenant Brown, Sheriff Bales, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, Mayor Kellogg, Ed Pickett, Ted Jolliffe, Mr. Neal, Jacob Barnhard, Jeannie Evers, Jackie Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Troy, and Ray Grogan was our latest entrant, making it 40. An even 40 people in the fruitcake toss. Now, I have not run the ad in the newspaper yet. I wanted to wait for the peanut push to be over so we didn't confuse people or interfere in that. So 40 people, and the ad hasn't even run in the paper yet, and we've still got 13 days until the fruitcake toss. So it's going to be a happening. 40 people, my goodness. Now, also, don't forget on this night, we're going to have the plaque presentations for the Upper Crust Society. So, on this night, Mary Ellen Withrow, Buckeye Guy, and George Kasotis will get their plaques of signed pizza crusts. Now, they all signed their pizza crust last week. It would have been last Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. The plaques are being made up now, and in 13 days, we will do these plaque presentations, courtesy of Bob Welsh, on this night, December the 15th. Right before we start the fruitcake toss. Plus, I assume there will be more entries into this because the ad will probably run in the newspaper next week or the following week. I don't know. Depends on when they get it in there. The peanut push is tomorrow, so that all goes away tomorrow. Really, it's the big week in downtown Marion. It's Christmas at the Palace. You know something? Now, here's a question I have for you. They keep saying that this is the 40th year for Christmas at the Palace. But I don't think that can be right. Because that would mean the first Christmas at the Palace would have been 1982. And I think it's been going on longer than that, hasn't it? Because didn't, was her name Eula Watts? Wasn't she involved with it before Claire Cook? Or they used to work together? I thought for sure they were having Christmas at the Palace before 1982. I didn't realize that if you were, you know, under 45, you were older than Christmas at the Palace. I don't know. Does anybody out there remember when Christmas at the Palace started? I mean, maybe it is 40 years. I don't know. But I thought it had been going on longer than that. We are at the studio today, so the studio line is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I believe tomorrow also is the peanut push, as I said. And I think there is a Christmas parade tomorrow morning with Santa Claus in it. But see, I don't know. I got all confused because they had a parade last weekend, Saturday night, I believe it was, where you got in your truck and you put lights on it. But so I'm not sure if that was the parade. Or if this is is there a parade tomorrow? Typically, the parade happened on the morning of the peanut push. So, I don't know. If anybody's got answers to any of this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Is it the 40th anniversary? Has anybody been living in Marion longer than 40 years who can remember if Christmas at the Palace has only been going on 40 years? You know, I think it's a great event. It's been a long time since I went to one. Probably over 10 years, but the only problem with that show is that it's a long show. I mean, it goes on. When I went, it went on for 2 hours, 2 hours plus. That is a long time to watch a local show. Now, the talent is great, and the decorations are great, and that's perfect, but it's just a long show. But you know what? I'm not the only one who has said this over the years. I don't know how they could trim it back because I know they depend on putting a lot of people in the show. I don't know what the count is this year of people in the show, but the more people in the show, obviously, the more tickets you're going to sell. But that's all community events. It's just long, but it's enjoyable. It certainly is a well-produced show, so I take my hat off to everybody involved in that. All right, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know if Christmas at the Palace has been going on for more than 40 years? And also, what's going on downtown Marion tomorrow? Because I don't know if there is a parade tomorrow or not. There might be. That's when it's always been. But I do know they had one last Saturday night. So maybe that coincides with it. If anybody's got any information, or if you want to talk about the fruitcake toss, do we have any information on the fruitcake toss? 740-383-9944. So Ray Grogan was our 40th entrant. And we have got everybody in this. You know, young kids from Mariah Rudolph to Fruitcake Lily to pastors, Pastor Whitaker, to our first two winners, Ralph Thacker and Don O'Bower. Pretty much everybody here at the radio station. We've got judges, Judge Edwards. We've got mayors, Mayor Schertzer, Mayor Kellogg. We've got the sheriff. We've got Fire Chief Deem with the fire department. Lieutenant Brown with the police department. Mike McGinnis with reality television. It's going to be a big night. And then some of our regular listeners like Judy Cressup and Sarah and Glenn Coble, a ghost from Christmas past. I hope he won't be drinking that night. Be a big night. So if anybody's got information on the fruitcake toss or any information on what's going on in downtown Marion this weekend, are they going to have a parade? Is it the 40th anniversary of the fruitcake toss? Not the fruitcake toss, 40th anniversary of Christmas at the Palace. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As far as local officials goes, I think we've really covered the banner here. Now, I know at one point that there are no city council people in this year. And I don't know if anybody has made any ground or headway on the city council people. If you have or have not, let us know. 740-383-9944. Okay. So we went through the Christmas card list here. We went over our Christmas card. Thank you, Kevin Griffith, for the Christmas card. Fruitcake toss list. Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about something else here in a moment, but then we're going to get to... you know what? I think there might be love in the air the night of the fruitcake toss. You know, as I look at this list of 40 people, you know that December, I believe, now somebody can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but I believe December is the month or second month of the year that most proposals happen. And I know a lot of people get married in December as well. But, you know, you never know. With 40 people out here, there could be a proposal on Fruitcake Night. When I look at the names on the list, you know, I'm not going to say any names, but I can see where there might be some love connections there. You know, past loves and all these things. You never know what will happen. Wouldn't you love to put that in your book, that you there was some kind of proposal on Fruitcake Night? By the way, speaking of marriage, my favorite topic, did anybody hear this story of this 37-year-old country music singer? I don't even know his name. But he got married and died that night, or died within the week. I think he actually died the night of the wedding, if I was reading the story right. I don't know his name, but he was young, 37 years old. He wasn't even as old as Christmas at the Palace. And he died. Can you imagine that? Oh my goodness. 37 years old. Now what are the odds that he would marry his bride and at 37 years old drop dead? That's terrible. And I was also reading a story yesterday about dates and going out now are getting more frugal. That because of the economy, I guess, I don't really think this has anything to do with the economy, but men are not being expected to pay as much as they used to. Now, I don't know how people feel about that. Do you think the man should always have to pay? that people are going Dutch, basically, was the point of the story. That it's no more all on the man. I guess even if you're married, I don't know. I'd probably be dependent on if you had a joint checking account or not, which I always think's a bad idea. But anyway, has anybody heard this? Should the man always have to pay on the date is what it would be. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Don't you think that a proposal on fruitcake night would really be something? I mean, I can't say who I think that proposal would be coming from, but there are some names on there where I could see Cupid coming in right before Christmas, laying a proposal out. Now, how many of those marriages actually happen after a proposal, I have no idea, but that's the way it goes. Well, in any event, here's what we're going to do this morning that I think you're going to like, and we're going to do it all morning. We're going to do it 8 to 9 this morning and then 10 to 1 this afternoon, and we have not done this in a long time. Well, we've done this, but maybe not this way. Let me just explain it to you. We're going to do Family Feud this morning, but it's all holiday Family Feud, because I want us to get into the holiday spirit. So we have got, how many categories did I print out last night? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. So we've got 12 categories, holiday-themed categories. So we should be able to get through them all this morning. But here's the difference. This is something we have not done in a long time. We have giveaways this morning. Now, our giveaways this morning, here is what you might win going into the giveaway file here. We've got a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. That could be a prize. We've got a free single order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut. That could be a prize. We've got a free large pizza, up to 3 topping or specialty pizza, hand-tossed or thin and crispy from Pizza Hut. That's a nice big prize. We have got, what else do we got in the file folder here? Prize folder. We have got a free smoothie, 20 ounce, from Smoothie King, no purchase necessary, so you don't have to buy anything else, and those smoothies are expensive, trust me. I've gotten those smoothies. So we've got that. We have got one free meal from Arby's at 175 McMahon Boulevard, so the one out by Kohl's. We've got a free meal from Arby's that could be the prize, and then we've got a $10 Sans Sodas gift card. So we've got a lot of choices of things to give away here this morning, and let's see. I don't. Like, how are we going to do this? Because maybe we'll give a prize away. Well, we probably will not do a prize this hour because we're down to 28 minutes already. I'll tell you, here's what we'll do. We will try to enter people for the fruitcake, giveaway. Fruitcake toss must be on the mind this morning. So here's what we'll do. We'll do the Family Feud, and for every right answer you get, we'll put you in. And what we'll do is we will do the first drawing at 11 this morning, and then we'll do the second drawing sometime after 12. So you still have time to come and pick it up before 1 o'clock if you want to use it tonight. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the prize is, but it'll be a good prize. So that's how we're going to do it here this morning. Or you can pick it up next week. You don't have to pick it up today. All right. Well, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about before we got into this Family Feud. In the Christmas spirit last night, because I have an antenna, I can get all the local channels. And I kept seeing all these advertisements for the Dolly Parton brand new Dollywood Christmas, or whatever it was called last night. 2-hour-long show on NBC Network in primetime, 8 to 10 p.m. And I watched this thing last night just like old television. You know, I got the antenna on, I tuned in NBC, and I watched the program. And let me tell you, I watched the whole program. This thing, God bless Dolly Parton for all the good she does for literacy and everything else, but this thing did not put me anywhere near the Christmas spirit. There was not a song in the entire two-hour show that was a traditional Christmas song. I think they were all new Christmas songs that she had written. I think maybe she's trying to sell a CD or something. But I had no idea what the songs were. And I'm not kidding you. Did anybody watch this thing last night? Wonder what the ratings on it were. But at one point, there was a song. And I'm not kidding you. And Dolly Parton was singing this song. It was basically, "You Can Go to Hell in a Handbasket." I mean, that pretty much was the... she repeated this several times in this song. And I'm thinking, this is a Christmas song? It was basically the devil can go to hell in a handbasket or something like that. I don't know. It was weird. It was a strange, strange special. Did anybody see this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did anybody notice this Christmas special? It was strange. The Dolly Parton Christmas special last night. This must not be a good sign that maybe nobody watched Dolly last night. And I like Dolly Parton again, and I like everything she's done for literacy. And some of her songs are great. 9 to 5 and Coat of Many Colors. And of course she wrote the Whitney Houston. It's become Whitney Houston's song, but it's Dolly Parton's song, I Will Always Love You. But this special last night was just not good. Not good. Did anybody watch it and like it? I mean, this could just be my opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Like I say, it might be a bad sign here that nobody's calling in because maybe nobody watched the very Dolly Parton, Dollywood Christmas special last night. It was a fascinating one. Let me tell you that. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, I guess we can get to the... Family Feud here. Let's see what we got. First category here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 6 answers. How about that? 6 in this category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Starting a little early this morning with Family Feud, but we're going to have fun today, and we're going to get in the holiday spirit, and maybe we'll get through all these categories, and we'll definitely do some giveaways today. 740-383-9944. What do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 6 big answers on the board, and for every right answer, you will go into a competition, of which we will have a drawing this morning. I believe the first drawing will happen at 11 a.m., and then the second drawing probably at 12:30, so you can come in and get your prize. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the reality TV stars.
This is true.
I have a wisecrack answer. How about a membership to Weight Watchers?
No membership to Weight Watchers. No, not for Santa.
That's a good answer, though.
Did you see this Dolly Parton Christmas last night?
I'm afraid I missed it.
Oh.
What a shame. I'm just beside myself that I had to miss that fine example of cultural experiences and outstanding... I'm not sure what, but...
Well, I don't quite understand it to this moment, because I like Dolly Parton, as I said. I think she does a lot of good, but there was not one traditional Christmas song in this entire thing, and then at one point, she actually said... there was a song the devil can go to hell in a handbasket. And I thought, this is Christmas?
It reminds me of that Stryper song, To Hell with the Devil. Maybe she was kind of, I mean, they have kind of similar hair, you know, the Stryper members and Dolly. You familiar with Stryper? It's a Christian heavy metal band.
Yes, I've heard of them.
And they have To Hell with the Devil. That's kind of their main song. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, but not on a Christmas program.
I don't know. I didn't watch it, Scott. I think I had to brush my teeth instead or something.
For 2 hours? Well, your gums must have been bleeding by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, they're in decent. Well, I have to talk and call your show. So of course I sent you that message. Of course you're not going to tell me if that's what's going to happen, but I bet it is. So.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't tell anybody what's going to happen, but.
Oh, I know. You'll never tell, but I'll offer my congratulations.
I don't know. Well, let's put it this way. You'll be surprised.
Oh, I'm sure. So I have another answer for the Santa. I think the Weight Watchers membership's a good answer.
Wait, hold on one second. We're getting a message online here. Little Brinley, who rides to school with her grandma, Mary, is listening in the car this morning, and Brinley is saying cookies, and Brinley, you are right out there listening this morning. So Brinley is our first entrant into the giveaway. Now, the first giveaway will happen at 11 a.m. this morning, the second at 12:30. So, Brinley, you're smart this morning, going to school on a Friday, and I hope, by the way, that you've got your letter into Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Get with Grandma tonight. Get that out, and you can send us a Christmas card, and we'll send you one back, 523 South Prospect Street. But good job, Brinley. Hope you have a great day at school, and yes, you are. You could win a Pizza Hut pizza. You could win breadsticks. You could win Smoothie King. Big things. All right. Thanks, Brinley. Go ahead.
So I'll give you a couple of man answers. They've got this beard oil. Makes your beard soft, not bristly. So I think Santa could use the beard oil. That's probably too intelligent of an answer for this crowd. But
No beard oil.
And then similar, like, you know, one of those beard trimmers or like a facial hair trimmer. I mean, that's got to be there. I mean...
So far, Brinley 1, Adam 0.
Don't you think that's a good answer? Don't you think a beard oil would make Santa look better?
But I don't think Santa wants to look any differently. I think he looks how he looks.
Okay, well, I certainly tried. I think those are all good answers, but obviously, the better my answers, the more cerebral, less of a chance will be there. But, you know, the cookies and milk, that's always good. I always did that for Santa, and they were gone by the time I got my presents.
Well, that's after Santa comes in before you get your presents, right?
Yeah, I mean, if Santa had a Weight Watchers membership, maybe he would pass and he'd ask for a fruit salad or something.
Everybody needs to eat regular on the holidays. That's not a good diet day.
Okay. Well, I will. Well, see you later, Scott.
Thank you, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, so Brinley is in the competition. She got cookies, but we have still five other answers here to go. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got cookies. That was number 3 on the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers still remain. And remember, today we are doing giveaways. Giveaways to Pizza Hut, giveaways to Smoothie King, giveaways to San Sodas, giveaways to Arby's on Mount Vernon Avenue, McMahon Boulevard, actually. So there is a chance to win something today. First time we have done that in a long time. First drawing will happen this morning at 11 a.m., right before the 11 a.m. break. And the second drawing will probably happen around 12:30, 12:45, so you still have time to come in and get your gift if you are the winner. But you can pick those up next week. But right now, the only person in is Brinley, 43 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning. First question, what present do you think Santa Claus would like for Christmas? We've got a vacation. Oh, wait, that's... No, wait a second here. We've got cookies. Cookies is the answer we've got. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Santa might need a vacation, but that is not an answer to that particular question. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Cookies on the list. 740-383-9944. What other answers might Santa like for Christmas? Not a beard trimmer. Not a Weight Watchers membership. None of those things. What do you think good old Santa Claus would like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget, we've got the fruitcake toss coming up. 40 people in it so far. We are taking your Christmas cards here at the station, 523 South Prospect Street. Just remember to put your return address in there. And letters to Santa. P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Get those out ASAP. All right, Brinley, the only one in the competition so far here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I have the ultimate comedy answer, Scott. This will not be there, but I thought we could use a giggle.
All right.
You probably heard the newsman. He sounds a lot like myself, and it's deer gun season through Sunday. You probably saw Pastor Steve has been doing very well. I think he's caught two. And Josh Daniels, his son, caught a couple. So very successful deer gun season. So since it's deer gun season, and I'm assuming maybe Santa's coming early, how about a bulletproof vest for the reindeer?
Bulletproof vest for the reindeer. Not on the list.
Now, is that a creative answer or not?
Well, it is creative, being that we are in a deer season here.
And you probably saw the picture of Pastor Steve. He's quite a marksman. I mean, maybe you'll talk about that on the show today.
Yeah, well, so, you know, he's out there getting it done.
Yeah, very impressed. Okay, well, that's a cerebral, funny answer, but, you know, I thought I'd lighten up the mood here.
Why not? Thanks.
All right, see you later.
All right, phone lines are open here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Not a bulletproof vest for the elves. Although it is deer season, a lot of people out there, you're seeing those pictures all over social media. All right, what do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Only answer we've gotten so far was given to us by Brinley. The answer was cookies. So what are the other five answers? Now, if Santa Claus was on your Christmas list, what in the world would you be giving to him or getting him? 'Tis the season, you know, the holiday season. What present do you think Santa Claus would like for Christmas? And remember, there will be prizes today. Drawing will happen at around 11 a.m., right before the 11 a.m. break. And then we will also do one at 12:30. Now, I'm not going to tell you what they're for yet, but we have items from Pizza Hut, Sans Sodas, Arby's, Smoothie King, all kinds of good stuff. You can't go wrong with any of the prizes that we will be giving away here this morning. And it's been quite a while since we've done that. Oh, and we have two CDs as well. Forgot about this. We have Bettman and Halpin. Now, this CD is, I don't even know what the, I don't think it has a title. Oh, 1,000 Miles. It's got a lot of good songs on this. 12 good songs by Bettman and Halpin. Banjo's Boogie Stomp Stomp. Keep On Singing. Reflections. Okay. And then there's one by Bettman and Halpin. Timeless. It's Only a Paper Moon. Blue Skies. Autumn Leaves. Summertime. What a Lovely Day. Moon River. I guess this is cover songs. I think the first one is original. So we've got the Bettman and Halpin 1,000 Miles CD and the Bettman and Halpin Timeless CD, which could be giveaways this morning as well, with all the food. We know you like the food better, though. Everybody loves the food. 740-383-9944. Remember, we're at the office today, so that is the number to dial. Don't get confused and dial another number. 48 minutes past the hour. The only person in the competition so far is Brinley. Brinley might pick up a nice prize here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? If Santa invited you over to his house for the big Christmas party, I guess after he gets done delivering all the gifts, what present would you bring him? Cookies. So far, the only answer on our list. Cookies chimes in at number 3 today. So what are the other 5 answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? This is our holiday-themed version of the Family Feud in full holiday regalia. All right. Maybe this is a guess. Go ahead, caller.
A brand new sleigh.
A brand new sleigh. That's a good one. Not on the list, but a good guess. Did you see this Dolly Parton Christmas last night?
I did not see it, no.
Nobody watched this thing. It was horrible, and I like Dolly Parton, but boy, I don't know what that thing was last night.
Yeah, I didn't know. Actually, the high school state championship football game started last night, so on Spectrum 1, so I was watching high school football.
Oh, well, maybe that's why nobody watched her.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Not a brand new sleigh. No sleigh on the list here this morning. 50 minutes past the hour here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Cookies is all we've got. A new sleigh is not on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour here today. And again, we will be giving away prizes. We've got stuff to Pizza Hut, Smoothie King, Sans Sodas, Arby's on McMahon Boulevard. Going to be some good giveaways here today. First giveaway happens right before the 11 a.m. break. And then the second giveaway will happen around 12:30. So you've got to stay tuned in this morning until 1 o'clock so you can see if you're the winner of these prizes. And you can enter as many times as you like. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? That is the category. Cookies, number 3 on the list. 740-383-9944. Brinley, the only one in the competition so far. You know, I bet a lot of people watched the Dolly Parton thing last night. I just can't imagine that anybody liked it. Now, you can like Dolly Parton, which is one of the reasons I watched it, but I just can't imagine you would have 2 hours of a special on network primetime television in which you did not sing one Christmas song. Now, I think they were her own Christmas songs, but it was hard to tell at some point. Like, you know, the Hell in a Handbasket song. Send the Devil to Hell in a Handbasket? I don't know. It was an odd song, let me tell you. Nice. I mean, I guess that's where you'd want to send the devil. But, different kind of a special. 52 and a half minutes past the hour here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Cookies is the only one we've got out of the 6 answers here in question number 1. Only one correct answer. And Brinley, so far, the only one in the competition. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 5 answers still remain here. A lot of food on the line today here at WGH Talk. What would Santa like for Christmas? Well, certainly cookies, but cookies was not the number 1 answer. Cookies was number 3. Still 5 other answers here. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Chuck Woolery.
How's it? Oh, Chuck Woolery. Love connection.
I thought you were trying to make a love connection.
Well, I just saw two names, and I don't want to out them, on the fruitcake list where there was once, I don't know, what do you call it? There was once a little love in the air, I believe.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, you might be here for a proposal on fruitcake night.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say that Santa Claus needs a lifetime supply of Claxton fruitcakes.
Well, we don't want to kill Santa.
So I'm not a winner?
No, but did you see Dolly Parton last night?
No, I don't have cable.
I'm so glad nobody watched this. It was Trump. No, it wasn't. It wasn't on cable. It was on NBC Network.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
So it was supposed to be a Christmas special, but she never sang any Christmas songs?
She never sang any traditional Christmas songs. I think she wrote these songs that they would, in her mind, be Christmassy. And she did, like, some skits that were Christmassy, I guess, but not one traditional song. And there was a song, and I am not kidding, where she, it was basically, the devil can go to hell in a handbasket.
Well, that definitely screams Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. I thought of all people, old-fashioned Dolly Parton would do an old-fashioned Christmas. I just could not. I didn't get it.
Well, yeah, I've heard some of her music like that. There's one called Christmas Candy or something like that. I don't know. It's like what you're saying. It's supposed to be a Christmas song, but it's more of like she's depressed and she's going to try to, she says maybe she'll change her hair or dye her hair. Maybe she'll go to the bar. Maybe she'll do this or that. She's trying to like boost her mood. You know, she has like some kind of depression. And I'm thinking, how is this in any way, shape, form, or fashion a Christmas song?
Well, I'll tell you what another big problem was. I think they were trying to create a storyline through it. And there was this little boy who she was going to put in the special, and he kept doing things like ending up in the girl's dressing room and she would have to run him off. And I still don't even know. At the end, she came out and sang in front of the Dollywood Theater, and I don't know what that had to do with Christmas either, but it was very strange.
Well, at the end of the day, let me ask you something. Do you think she made money?
Oh, I'm sure NBC, this was NBC Network. I'm sure they
paid her. Okay, well, isn't that really all that matters, Scott?
Well, is it 'tis the season, Dolly? I mean, come on. At least sing something joyful.
I don't know about red and green, but I'll guarantee she was in the green.
Well, she probably was. And you know what? She's had some great movies. That Code of Many Colors movie a few years ago on NBC, everybody loved it. And
yeah,
it was a Christmas movie, but this thing...
I heard someone describe her once as a human highlighter. Like, she just makes everything around her better, and...
Well, it didn't help last night.
She seems always happy and bubbly.
Well, she was happy and bubbly and, you know, bouncing around there last night, but I don't know what the... I sat down with my milk and cookies, and I wanted to get in the Christmas spirit on December the 1st because I'm not quite there yet. And I watched this thing for 2 hours with commercials. You know, it wasn't on DVR. It was an antenna. And honest to God, I have no idea what it was about. I have no idea what it had to do with Christmas, except every so often there was a wreath and a bulb and a tree. But I don't know what the plot was. I don't know what the music was. Well, when you sit down on Christmas morning, make sure you play Send the Devil to Hell in a Handbasket.
Let's not say we did.
Oh, my gosh.
You said, wait a minute. You said milk and cookies. Were you in your fuzzy one-piece pajamas and zip up and have the insulated feet?
I got out my footy pajamas last night and sat down with my... I was so ready to go. I was... you know, I think it's ruined Christmas for me. I'm thinking about taking the tree down tonight after this special.
Oh, boy.
It was awful.
Don't let that seasonal depression kick in, Scott.
Are you excited that we're giving away things again today?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love to eat? Like Charlie used to say.
Now, and remember, tune in all morning because we're going to do giveaways. The first giveaway will be at right before 11 and the second one at 12:30. You could be a winner.
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Remember, if you get the busy signal, too, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling in. 740-383-9944. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Cookies. Number 3 on the list. What are the other 5 answers? 740-383-9944. Certainly no Claxton fruitcakes. Boo. That would be bleak, bleak, bleak. Remember, prizes galore this morning. We're going to be giving away something either to Pizza Hut, Smoothie King, Arby's, Sans Sodas, right before 11 o'clock. And then we're going to do it again at 12:30. So 2 gifts will be given away in the Christmas spirit here this morning on WGH Talk. 740-383-9944. What presents do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 5 answers left. The only one we've got is cookies, and Brinley is the only person entered this morning. Well, we're going to have the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker here from 9:15 until 10, but we'll come back at 10 with more Family Feud, another hour here to get in before we do our first drawing at 11 o'clock. Be back in about 15 minutes. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For legendary newsman Hugh Downs.
Because the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, the stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.